You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. We have music, a talk by Russell Means, Super Indian, and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
All right, we're ready.
Ready, girl.
Politician man,
Skeege Goodman and his Skeege in Ultie Dulna Bemeg Magwahati Gulla Zit Goodman Tanu and Abex Ultie Dulna Bemeg Wedjukem Dotine Where you came to Tine, a liber water gizzy hooling, yet skits garmic. Way oh, hey, hi, I am.
I dispel the lies of man and fry the hand that feeds me. This hell is just a scam. The God that I am believes me. Creator made the land. I am the land, so Mother Earth breeds me. Spider weaves the story, so the web of life reads me. I can spell out the glory, so I spell L-O-V-E. Elders to oral traditions, this is where it leads me. Seven generations, now my spirit can't fly freely. We keeping it real with a
medicine, we're better than suffering and other than. We can't heal better than my skin and my blood. I bleed so the wound of a show you, my scar has sealed. We unifying our people as one. You the fly and the eagle and sun. New beginnings in the east have come. Bring me your baby, your daughter or son.
Oh grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways. Oh grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways.
Quest love, I do it for those who detest love. Warrior status while the rest of us rest up. Come now, 100 years has come now, and somehow red people are still backing gun sounds. Wake up to that fake stuff I'm bold with, that soul-ish. I'm social with that mad gab. My resistance is focused. The monument of existence isn't to be bought our soul, kids. The West was never one done to those who thought they stole it. You are not raving. That's not how story told it. That's not how stories journey. Woven head unfolded. You can't ask your grandma exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it. You can't ask your grandpa exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it.
Oh grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways. Oh, Grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh, Grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways.
You know where we come from? From the east to the south.
Super Indian, moccasin minute. Boss Lady Lena Marie sits in her huge office overlooking the Leaning Oak Bingo Hall.
I'd better turn on the radio. My new spot is on at the top of the hour.
Yellowhammer, good one. I'm Chester Logan on KOAKAM, the voice of the Leaning Oak Reservation. We have a brand new segment for you.
Oh, goody.
Which gaming boss used tribal funds to travel to Beverly Hills for some reservation dermabrasion and a tribal tummy tuck?
Whoa.
None other than Lena Marie.
What?
I'm Vivian Hardy with your moccasin minute. And now the weather.
Vivian! That new age wannabe! Hubert! Get in here!
It's time for Super Indian! Hubert Logan's secret identity is known only to a trusted few.
Hubert! What idiot hired Vivian Hardy?
My Uncle Chester.
Oh, well, I'm gonna whoop him!
Dang, yeah, I better warn him.
Hubert gathers his sidekick, Mega Bear, and Deoji as Chester Logan continues his broadcast.
The Moccasin Minute is a hit! Just listen to those phones! Here's one more from Yellowhammer.
Oh, Chester, it's Lena Marie. Don't let that downer in here.
Ah, Vivian, stop being paranoid.
Oh, that heifer shut down my New Age bookstore.
That's because you sold sacred items and weird rocks. Answer one of those phone lines, please, Vivian.
This is Vivian Hardy.
Hello, Vivian.
Wampa, my wicked overlord. The mystic crystals of Malibu you enchanted will take down the man.
Oh, Vivian, when I get through with you!
Well, if it isn't loudmouth Elena. These crystals reveal your deepest, darkest secrets. Tell me, tell me.
Hubert Logan has a secret identity?
Vivian, what are you doing?
Chester, what are your secrets? Tell me, tell me.
I have a library book that's 5 years overdue.
Unbeknownst to Vivian, Super Indian Mega Bear and D.O.G. hide behind the studio door.
Hubert, you were right. There is something funny going on here.
Yeah, I knew there was trouble.
Holy new age fraud.
Mega Bear, the mystic crystals of Malibu.
Oh, wow. They sparkle like the Fortress of Solitude.
D.O.G., Mega Bear, we have to stop Vivian.
Yep.
Miss Hardy, release those crystals and release...
We're live on KOAKAM radio. Super Indian, do you have a secret?
Shades of a shady shaman. Mega Bear, turn off the radio microphone.
Got it, Super Dude.
Give me those crystals, Miss Hardy!
No!
These rocks are no match for my super strength!
Crushed with his bare hands! All my power gone, except for this.
Not since the summer of love has there been such a light show.
A talking res dog we reach, brother.
Whoa, Joji sounds like that guy on Frasier.
You can hear me, Mega Bear? Vivian's shamanic humming has temporarily transformed my ordinary yips into audible speech that others besides Super Indian can comprehend.
Suddenly, the disembodied head of Wampum Bags appears above the broken crystals.
Never send a hippie to do an evil villain's job.
Wampum Bags, I should have known. Mega Bear and I will take everyone to safety. D.O.G., finish the broadcast.
With pleasure. You are tuned to 50,000 watts of reservation power on KOAKAM. Remember this hit from the intergalactic toaster experience?
Super Indian and Mega Bear help Chester, Lena, Vivian exit the radio station where they are greeted by an excited crowd and the tribal police.
Hey, look, it's Super Indian.
Oh, my head!
Oh. Hey, who's doing the broadcast? They have a really good radio voice.
That's an old demo tape I found. Somebody named D.O.G.
Doesn't that spell dog?
Join us next time for another episode of Super Indian.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
I'm looking at my living ancestors allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy. We will feed on the seeds, and if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection. You could wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas. I can't remember. No, wait, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a mini Yap Dakota. And Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors. I can't believe I'm here and I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread. I wanna make some wild rice together later on, and we wild for the night. First, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? I'm like a hippie with a fade. Get lifted in different ways on my path of enlightenment. Would you like it hit or hit me on a different day? Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I wanna take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dancing to some magic sound. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really, those were happy days. She sent us down a hill where there was a massive patch of sage. I'm a sage patch kid, you dig? Eating hot dish and it was delish. I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, played with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter, that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own food? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I wanna burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid so it can bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Bodinkin. Live off the land and go completely off the grid with a tiny house, a lot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. And we can make juice and cherry blossom green tea. And while I'm playing chords, you can sing to me deep into the night as the koki sing back to us peacefully. Those little beautiful island frogs. And while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. Ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. Thank you so much for everything. Sleep well. Let's go on a walk in the morning. We'll be right back.
run!
Got a crying time, I'm not worried all the time. There's mean things happening in this world. There's mean things happening in this world. soldiers in the war don't know what he's fighting for. Hear the tanks are rolling on to the bursting of the bombs. Said brother, sister, getting killed for that greenback dollar bill. There's many things happening in this world. Say! Man and woman, lend your ear to the war that's drawing near. You're spied on by police. If you speak that word of peace, and if you talk about brotherly love, back in jail you'll get shot. And I'd rather fight for peace than this crooked lending lease. There's many things happening in this world. There's many happening in this world. There's mean things happening in this world. Say!
We will now listen to a clip of the late, great Russell Means in his Columbus Must Die speech.
You think you live in a free country when statistically this is the most violent country on earth, more violent than the two other countries that come close, Scotland and Australia. And it's more than twice more violent than either one of those countries. That is a statistical fact. So I don't go for the facades, man. I don't go for the Orwellian reality. I've only two concerns in my life, racism and freedom. I want to see freedom for my people in my lifetime, somewhere in the Western Hemisphere, whether it's in the Northwest Territories of Canada or somewhere high in the Andes. My people are going to be free. And we're going to stop Denver from celebrating Columbus. And we're going to stop Denver from celebrating Indian killers. You know? We're going to stop the United States of America from naming, dehumanizing names, and employing and paying caricatures. Columbus has to die. After 500 years, kill him! Kill Columbus! His legacy still lives. Columbus has to die. You know, it's because of Columbus that we are primitives. Well, let me tell you, I am a born-again primitive, and I am proud. And I am a born-again primitive. His legacy, that we are not human beings. You know, it wasn't until 1898, less than a century ago, the Pope declared us to be human beings. 1898. And he's coming to Denver. Ah, I'm going to be here. And if the Pope, and if you all don't kill Columbus, I'm going to make sure the Pope kills Columbus when he gets here. And if he doesn't, he's going to remember his visit. And the world will remember his visit. Like how the Maoris greeted Queen Elizabeth 2 years ago. The world found out. I think you guys were kept in the dark, but the rest of the world found out how the Maoris felt about the Queen of England and Columbus. Imagine the only color of the human race, the red Indians of the Western Hemisphere, were the only color of the human race not allowed to participate in the international community. That's why Columbus has to die. No one talks about majority rule in the five countries where we are majority. Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Panama, Colombia, Canada. Ostensibly in Canada, because 90% of the non-Indians live within 100 miles of the U.S. border. And guess who lives in the north? And we control it. Canada found that out last year. The Oka crisis that you were kept from. When the Canadian Armed Forces employed more soldiers to surround 50 men, women, and children, Indians, than they sent to Saudi Arabia in the Gulf War. That's how serious the indigenous threat to industrial America is. And the Orwellian reality that you are now a part of. It's unacceptable that the legacy of Columbus keeps my people from sitting at the table of the international family of nations when all the rest of the sacred colors of the human race are there. Black, brown, yellow, white. We're missing. In 1900, they estimated there were approximately 250,000 Indians left in the continental United States and Alaska. 99.9% of that 250,000 were traditional Indian people. Now, according to the U.S. Census, who defines us by blood quantum, only two other countries in the world do that. One is past, Nazi Germany and South Africa. They say there are approximately 2 million Indians left in America, and there are less than 400,000 on the Indian reservation. Of those 400,000, there's less than 30,000 that are traditional Indian people. So the genocide is almost complete. In 92 years, we've went from 250,000 to less than 30,000. It's unacceptable. That is the Columbus legacy. To celebrate the first transatlantic slave trader is beyond me. Where are the black people, my allies? I was on the Poor People's March, man. I've been there in Washington, D.C. with you all. Where are my black brothers and sisters on this question? Columbus was the first transatlantic slave trader. But it was us, man, it was us. And this country and this city has the gall to celebrate it? And everyone knows he was a half a world off course. I mean, that's buffoonery, man. You can't be more off course than a half of a world. How can you celebrate a clown like that, man? How can anybody be proud that he's a hero of questionable ancestry? Because the Portuguese, who employed him first as a slave trader up and down the West African coast, that alone, I should be marching with thousands of black brothers and sisters on Columbus Day. Where's our allies, man? Where's the Catholics? Huh? Where's the Mormons? Huh? Where's corporate America, whose land they're getting rich off of? Can't they say thank you? And say no more Columbus Day, no more Redskins, no more Braves, no more Indians riding a spotted pony around a football stadium dressed in my ancestral heritage? Stanford and Dartmouth, to name a few, along with University of Oklahoma, got rid of their names and their mascots. After I sued the Cleveland Indians baseball team for their racist, dehumanizing, derogatory symbol, Chief Wahoo, in 1971. You don't think that's an issue, Andy Rooney? Andy Rooney doesn't seem that's an issue. The only time I have ever received hate mail was when I sued the Cleveland Indians baseball team for racism. I didn't even get hate mail from the leftists when I fought against the Sandinistas, man. But I got hate mail from the sports lovers of America. The ones that fill the stadiums, man. Now I know the four sacred colors that are primary. All colors are sacred. But in the Lakota way of life, we have four primary colors. Black, red, yellow, and white. They represent the four quarters of the universe, the four winds, the four points, the four seasons, the four ages of the world, the four ages of the human being. Those colors represent medicine, health, well-being, spirituality. You mix those four colors together, black, red, yellow, and white, and you get the color brown, the color of our grandmother, the earth. I have respect. I have respect because I know that I wasn't born in sin. I'm not a born liar. You understand? My children are not born liars, and neither are you. You're not born in sin. I don't care what anybody tells you or what you believe. You're a good human being with feelings. And every damn one of us have feelings, man. And that's what makes us human beings and part of the family. The hawks and the eagles don't integrate, but they have respect. The hawk flies lower and stirs up the world beneath it so the eagle can see a little bit better. The Black Widow Spider has respect for Daddy Longlegs, and they get along. The rattlesnake for the garter snake. The birch tree for the evergreen. And you go on and on throughout life and you find out that female-male balance. But you understand that we are no different than they are. And you understand that we're all born with feelings, man. The same feelings, the same pain, the same joy. So again, in the words of Chief Seattle, tribe follows tribe and nation follows nation. It's like the waves of the sea. It's the order of nature, and regret is useless. Your time of decay may be distant, but it will surely come. For even the white man's God who walked and talked with him as friend with friend could not escape our common destiny.
gather precious treasures of our world. Trade splendor design and together we thrive. My people, my land, my people, my land. This is the way the life was given, the way we were made to stand. My people, my land, my people, my land. Honor all creation, reverence for this world.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For music and more, please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. As always, stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, and we'll see you next week, Indian Country.
To our elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come, we are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today.
To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way.
To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people.
To those who left their communities by force or by choice and for generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find, to those that turn away the so-called non-accepted, to those that bring us together, and to those living outside keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care, to those who abuse themselves and others, and those who revive again, to those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth,
to those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own.
To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other.
To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better.
To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty.
To the young, the old, the living, and the dead,
to our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth,
and her beauty we've destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual.
The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.